day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered, and he entered worried, very concerned. يقول لا إله إلا الله ويل للعرب من شر قرقة رب. This was that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the home and he said لا إله إلا الله. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. Ulama explained that when a person has iman in his heart, in any condition comes to him, immediately his tawajjuh and attention goes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, this was something that was worrying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but instead of him focusing his attention on that issue, first thing his mind went to, first thing his heart turned to was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So immediately he said, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Because that person who is experiencing difficulties, hardship, worries, if he turns his attention towards the person that removes all the worries, automatically this helps in itself to remove that worry. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. That destruction be to the Arabs from the evil that has drawn close, or the wickedness that has drawn close. فُتِحَ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ رَدْمِ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مِثْلَ هَذِهِ وَحَلَّقَ بِأُصْبَعِهِ الْإِبْهَامُ وَالَّتِي تَلِيهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a hole of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the size of that hole. And he took his index finger and put it at the base of the thumb, and he explained to them that the size of the circle that is made because of this, that is the size that has opened up. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So Hazrat Zainab رضي الله عنه said, oh رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, أَنَهْلِكُ وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ قَالَ نَعَمْ إِذَا كَثْرُ الْخَبُثُ. That she asked, oh رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, will we be destroyed and whilst they amongst us pious people? So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, yes, that if wickedness, evil is prevalent. Yesterday we explained what this means is obscenity, lewdness, prostitution, etc. All those evils are prevalent. So then even if the pious that are there, and they don't bat an eyelid, in other words, it doesn't concern them, it doesn't worry them that this evil is taking place, and they do nothing about it, so they will also be destroyed with this people, the evil people. Today's hadith, and Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, iyaakum wal-julus fit-turaqat. Hazrat Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that iyaakum wal-julus fit-turaqat, that beware of not sitting in the pathways. Now this deen of ours is so beautiful that every single thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, almost everything you can say was shown to us. We were not left yateem. And even he is explaining to them how you should be walking on the road, how you should be moving on the pathways. He said, do not sit and do not stop there on the pathways. And he explains, فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَجَالِسِنَا بُدُّنْ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not stop there and have your majlises. Majlises means have your talks, have your chit-chat. Because it's easy for us to understand, for example, if we're going out of the masjid here, the pathway is small. If two people decide to talk there in the way, it becomes very hard for other people to pass through. One person just decides to stop and block the way, then it becomes very difficult. So like this, it can be extended also to the roads that we travel in. This is not a place for you to stop and now start talking. The two people, one person stops his car next to the other person and they start talking. Meanwhile, there's a whole line of cars that are backing up and they are being delayed. Or sometimes a person comes and double parks or triple parks and he blocks the whole road, is causing inconvenience. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that beware of sitting and stopping in the pathways. So then Sahaba said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma lana min majalisina budun. We don't have any other alternative. Those days there was gullies in Medina Sharif. They had no other choice. If they had to talk to somebody, they had to stop on the pathway, and they had to stop, or they had to be on the road where they could talk. Although it's not the most appropriate thing. If two people want to talk, the road is not the best place to go and stand and talk. In other words, there are other places where you can talk. So here Sahaba saying, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in our case, sometimes we don't have an option. We have to stand and talk on the way, pathway. We don't have any other place to talk. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَإِذَا أَبَيْتُمْ إِلَى الْمَجْلِسِ فَأَعْطُوا الطَّرِيقَ حَقَّهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, if you don't have no other alternative, then what you do, talk on the street, but fulfill the right of that road. Fulfill the right that street deserves. قَالُوا وَمَا حَقُّ الطَّرِيقِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. They said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the right of the street? We have to fulfill the right of the street. What is that right? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, غَدُّ الْبَصَرِ. The first thing you do is lower your gaze. If you are on the street and you have to talk to somebody, don't look around, don't be disturbed, don't cause your eye. Imagine our country, This was the time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when the streets of Medina were pure, Medina Sharif was pure, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was amongst the Sahaba and he's telling them that lower your gaze in the streets. Imagine how much more careful we have to be in the streets, in the airports, in the public places of lowering our gaze. So the first right of the street is, do not look around, do not wander around. Ulama give other explanation to this is, do not unnecessarily concern yourself, because now you're on the road, you'll be seeing a lot of things. Unlike your home or the masjid, you'll be seeing a lot of things. One of the explanations he gives of lowering the gaze is, do not get involved in those things that don't concern you. Those other matters that are not in, you are not concerned with, they don't concern you, don't get concerned with that. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kafful adha, that if you see anything that is harmful on the road, anything that can harm somebody, cause taklif to anybody, remove the thing from the road. That is the second haq of the road. The third thing is waraddu salam. If somebody walking past makes salam to you, reply to his salam. Ulama explained not only this, is show ikram. It means that show some kind of ikram. Be hospitable, show some kindness. You're moving on the road, you'll see people. Don't just keep to yourself. If somebody makes salam, you reply salam. You show some kindness, you show some etiquette. If somebody wants to turn and you're driving, then you give the person way. So you show some kindness on the road. وَالْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيُ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And you enjoin good and you forbid evil. So sometimes you may be on the road, you may see something wrong that is taking place, and you got the authority to encourage that good, and you got the authority to stop that evil. So you should command that good, encourage the good, and you should stop that evil. So this is all from amongst the rights of the road. So we see how complete our deen is. Even a person is given hidayat, he's given guidance, that when you're walking on the road, and in our case when you're driving on the road, or you're moving, this is how you're supposed to behave on the street. If every person behaves like that, you won't find any person that is afraid. You won't get incidents of road rage. You won't get any incidents of stampedes also. Those people that go for Hajj, they'll tell you one of the main causes of stampedes and inconvenience is those people that are sitting on the pathways. There are certain paths that are made for walking. People are deciding to sit there, to camp there, to sleep there. Now when the others want to walk, then it becomes very difficult and automatically you get stampedes. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْجُلُوسَ فِي الطُّرُقَاتِ. Beware of sitting on the streets, beware of sitting on the pathways, on the roads. That time Rasulullah ﷺ has mentioned, and we see how much of inconvenience it can cause when people decide to congregate on the middle of the pathway. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all the tawfiq of making amal. Today is Friday. We should try and increase on our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tomorrow being the 9th and the 10th, we should also try and fast. We know the reward for fasting on these days. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that person that shows tawsi'. Tawsi' means a person shows extra consideration, he shows extra love, and he spends more on his family on that particular day. It's not only restricted to money, but the way he behaves also in terms of his akhlaq, his character, his wealth. He goes extra, the extra mile on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase for him for the rest of the year. So ideally we should try and spend extra on the family, show extra kindness, extra love, be good on these days. On this day, especially on the 10th, this is the hadith is giving the reward for the 10th, where a person on this particular day is kind to his family, he spends on his family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase for him his rizq. May Allah give us the tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.